Hello?
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I speak with Hector?
Busy.
Hi, Hector.
How you doing?
You prefer English, correct? I can see that
correct.
You speak very well. Okay. First of all, you're still living in Phoenix, correct?
Correct.
And now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track, generally speaking?
Generally, the right direction.
Thank you. And now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read you to read where the Lavin area is again? It's clear? Okay, great. Thank you. And what year were you born, sir? Just
63.
A year. Thank you. Okay, now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? Obviously, you are, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say it's good.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Better streets and road maintenance, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. Better public transportation options, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses, 1 to 5.
I would say 4.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options, 1 to 5.
4.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More good-paying jobs, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker? Employed, thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professions in Lavin? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Yes, strongly. Thank you. Doctors' offices and hospitals, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Grocery stores and supermarkets, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Dollar stores and discount chains, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores, businesses would you most like to see more of in Lavin, in your own words? What is it that you don't see too much in Lavin that you want to see more of?
I would like to see more like a Costco, Sam's.
Okay. Costco. A Costco, okay. Okay, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
A moderate problem.
What is it?
A moderate problem.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
A very big problem.
Thank you. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to reach you a list of different kind of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you'd like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Housing options for seniors, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Townhouses or attached homes, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Single family detached homes, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix or Laveen?
5 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my own home.
Thank you. Now I'm going to reach you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The next proposal is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
I oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
Favor, strongly.
thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
Favor, strongly.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily houses like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
Favor, strongly.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
I favor that. Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. Changing zoning laws to allow the mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
I favor that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm a postgraduate.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Good. Good for you. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000? $25,000 to $50,000? $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $75,000 to $100,000. Thank you.
Yeah.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? I mean, I already have it. Hector, right? Hector?
Correct.
Thank you so much, Hector. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a great night. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.